Okay, Lamed Zayin on base, we're in the middle of a sugya. We have one or two toys we need to catch up. The bottom toysvas over here, I think for the moment we'll leave. It talks about an inyan, which is not really our subject. Maybe we'll get back to it, we'll see, but it's talking about Zimun, Peiros. For the moment we have a sugya to concentrate on. Okay, we saw last time we're discussing Chavitza. If you remember, the sugya began with Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that Chavitza, which is Ken Shrenaikuk, which Rashi said, we'll see more details today, Be'ez Hashem, in the Tosfos, exactly how it's produced, but it clearly has bread content in it, and it's cooked up. That's the way Rashi learns. We'll see whether Tosfos agrees with that or not. It's cooked up, and it has bread in it, and the question is, if you cook bread in some sort of mixture, it still has bread content, but does it maintain its status as bread? That's the question. If it does, then it's hamoitzi. And if it doesn't, then it's borim lemezainus. That's really our discussion, a very, very important discussion. So, if you remember, Rabbi Yosef said, it all depends on whether the pirurin, whether the crumbs or the pieces in it have a kazayis. If the individual piece, if any piece that has a kazayis, then it's considered bread, you'd make hamoitzi, and you'd then do birkas hamazon at the end as well. And if not, then what would the bracha be then? Zainus and Aram Mechir at the end. Now, that was part one. Again, it's one of these sugyas, there's various stages. We just have to keep the stages clear. Part two. How do I know this halacha, said Rabbi Yosef? I know it from the halachas of Menachos. It says, if you go to Yerushalayim, we saw last time, whether it's a Yisrael or a Kohen, whatever it is, you are makriv mincha. And it says, you make hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz. And we have an accompanying braisa that says that they have pieces of a kazayis in it. So you see that what? Even though it's not in its entirety bread, but it's got pieces of a kazayis, you make hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz. That was stage two. So we have the halacha, and now we have the proof. Okay, stage three. Abaya challenges Rabbi Yosef, and Abaya says, one moment, if you're telling me that it's contingent on whether it does or doesn't have a kazayis, so Rabbi Yishmael was of the opinion that what? Tanu de Rabbi Yishmael. He was of the opinion that you actually grind it up until basically it becomes fully fledged flour. Therefore, there's certainly no pieces in it that have a kazayis, albeit there might be a kazayis altogether, but certainly there's no pieces of a kazayis. Therefore, following the theory of Rabbi Yosef, what should emerge? It would not have a bracha of hamoitzi. That's Abaya's question to Rabbi Yosef. That's what should emerge. And the problem is, maybe that is the case, but the problem is that we have a braisa that says if you collected them all up, we'll see exactly what this means, but the way Rashi learns it, it means you collected all the menachas together, and all together you've got a kazayis. So it says then that you would make a brocha of, or rather, if it would be chametz, and matzah has all the status of bread. So what's the problem? Again, if you tell me that it's all contingent on whether it has a kazayis in it or not, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no kazayis in it, because it's all floured up, ground up into flour. And if that's the case, why are we learning in a braisa that Hilchas Chometz and Matzah refer to it, apply to it? So the Gemara said, no, maybe we're talking about B'sha'or Son. Arasa means you made it all back into one solid mixture, and if you do have pieces of a kazayis, which was very difficult because it says if you collect them and eat them, them is plural, pieces. So if you don't tell me you made it all into one, the Gemara's conclusion was, fine, you're right, I didn't make it all into one, they're still pieces, but the original lechem is still here, which means that these are pieces which are
from
the chashiva, they're a lechem which is choshev. Therefore, if we're dealing with a freestanding piece of bread, then it would all be dependent on whether it does or doesn't have a kazayis. Whereas over here, even though it doesn't have a kazayis, because it was sliced from a piece of bread that does, Therefore, you're considered still to be a part, as it were, of the overall general lechem, and that's why the halachas of chametz and matzah would apply. So at this stage of the game, we're good. Everything makes perfect sense. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Yosef's theory. Abaye didn't like it, but Rabbi Yosef has managed to defend his position. It all depends on one thing and one thing only. And what is that? Do you have pieces in this chavitza which have a kezias? Rabbi Shmuel, it's true, said that you grind it all down, and it still seems to maintain the halachas of bread. Yes, that's simply because it was taken from the original bread, which is still very much with us. But if the original bread is gone, and all I've got is pieces which are less than a kezias, then it does not get the halachas of bread. That's where we're up to, and that is, therefore, Rabbi Yosef's theory very much alive. All the questions against Rabbi Yosef were all answered up. Now, let's just finish the sugya, and then we'll see there's a number of important points in Tosfos where he's going to disagree with Rashi in the understanding. We'll see there's very important halachic ramifications. I'd like to try and finish the sugya today, Be'ez Hashem. In the Gemara, it's just a couple more lines. So the Gemara says, "My hava Allah." Have you got that? The first word on the line is "lei," "lei hocha." "My hava Allah." "My hava Allah" means what became of this. In other words, we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yosef said one thing. Abaye disagreed, but his questions were answered. So there's a machlokes. Reb Ariel. So whatever happened, my hava Allah, what emerged as the final maskona? In other words, does it depend on a kezias or not? Rabbi Yosef maintained that it did. Abaye said it didn't. So what is the final halacha? Omer of Sheshes, hay chavitza, af al gav de les be pirurin kezias. So it seems to be that we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, and who is the halacha like at the end of the day? Like Abaye. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, what would Rabbi Yosef say in a situation like this?
No.
Barim mezonos, because you might have bread content, but I don't have any kezias. And if I don't have any kezias, it doesn't adopt the status of bread. Rav Sheshes is clearly paskening halacha lemaisa, not that way. So we pasken as long as it's got bread content in it, even though the individual pieces do not have a kezias, it's still considered bread. Omar Rava, but there's one more condition. And that's really the end of the sugya. Omar Rava, vahu. That is, providing that what? De ikka oleho, it has on it, now a couple of difficult words, turisa de nahamo. Now nahamo means bread, but what does turisa mean? So let's have a look at Rashi. Rashi on the first wide line. Rashi says, turisa de nahamo, toyar maris halachem. It has the appearance of bread. It's true that we disagree with Rabbi Yosef. And we hold that what? That even if it doesn't have piece of a kezias, it's still constituted bread. However, there is one condition attached, and that is it has to have the appearance of bread. But if it's lost its appearance of bread, then it will not adopt the status of bread. So it's true, the kezias is not all important. Even if there isn't a kezias, there would still be a bracha of Hamayitzi Lechem and Aretz, but it does have to have the appearance of a bread. Now, since we began this perek, we've looked at the halacha more than we perhaps did in the past. Can you see in the Gemara again, Omer of Sheshes, on the words, Hai Chavitza, there's a little dalad there. And then two lines later, Omer Rava Vahu De'ika, there's a little hay there. So that immediately shows me that what? That it's halacha. Okay, so we worked out how to do this. I'm going to look in the margin now for the dalad and the hay. You look in the top right-hand corner, the ein mishpot. Can anybody please tell me the right Maramok? Where should I be looking? Let's say in the Shulchan Aruch at least. I'll go straight to the Shulchan Aruch.
Kuf Samaches. Kuf Samaches.
Okay, so you've got the Dalet and the Hay. Dalet and the Hay. It says Kuf Samach Ches Sif Yud. I open up Kuf Samach Ches. Kuf Samach Ches Yud says as follows. Chavitza. There it is. Dahainu Pirure Lechem. Now I'm going to miss out a few words because there's a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos what Chavitza actually is. And Shulchan Aruch does not go with Rashi. It goes with Tosfos, which we'll soon see. If there's no kazayis in it, right. You know what? Let's keep the Shulchan Aruch on hold for a moment. Let's see the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and then we'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch. But certainly the Shulchan Aruch will say at the end, Im ein b'hem kazayis, im yesh b'hem toyar lechem. What does toyar lechem mean? It has the appearance of bread. Dainu shehu niker v'yodua, shehu lechem v'orachal v'hamoitzi, or birkas hamozni. Now, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch how this pans out. Because we need to now define a little bit more what this chavitza is. Look at Rashi once again at the beginning of the sugya. Rashi said, chavitza is what?
Pieces of bread with...
Rashi says, ke'en shlonaikuk. Now ilfis, as we mentioned last time, is a pot in which you cook things. So you are crumbling lechem in a pot and you're making some sort of cooked mixture. Not baked or fried, it's cooked. That's what emerges according to Rashi. How do I know that? Because Rashi says it's in the ilfis. The ilfis is a pot in which you cook things. Now, we're going to learn the Tosfism over here, not in the right order. And you'll see why in a moment. We're going to learn the third Tosfos first. Lokat Mikulon. Do you remember the Gemara said, Im Lokat Mikulon? What does Lokat Mikulon mean?
Together.
If you gathered from all the pieces together, then all the halachas of chametz and matzah, etc., etc., would apply. Now, if you gathered together all the pieces of what? Of what?
At this point, it was flour. It was ground up.
Of what? But which case? What was the case? From the menachas.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we quoted Rabbi Shmuel. We quoted Rabbi Shmuel. And we said that what? The Rishmal says, you grind up all the menachas into flour. Then we had another brayse that says, if you gather them up, what does them mean? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, a short Rashi. Vahotanya lokat mikulon. What does Rashi say? Two word Rashi.
Where is it?
First word on the line, Vahotanya. Rashi says, "Petite hamanoches." Two lines down, further down, 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 down. Stop. Rashi says, "Lokat mikula, petite manoches." You gathered the pieces of manoches, the pieces of manoches. So Rashi's learning. Again, we're in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. You ground down all the menachas into flour. Doesn't mean it's real flour, obviously it's been baked. But them into very small pieces, and if you gather those pieces up, then what? Then if it's chametz, it's chametz, and if it's matzah, it's matzah. Says Tosas, that cannot be. Why not? Look at Tosas, the third Tosas, and then we'll come back to the top Tosas. Lokat mikulam, Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains the koi amonoches that it's referring to. Monoches says Tosas veloy nehira. This does not appear to me. I don't agree. It can't be. Why? The imken, because if this is true, according to Rashi, that we're talking about pieces of monoches. Heichi koma, how can you possibly say the imchometz hu, etc., etc., etc.? Excuse me. V'ha'amrinon, we say that kol ha'manocha is bo, is matzah. What does that mean? All manochas are made out of matzah. So how can you possibly say, I gathered all the pieces together, of what? According to Rashi, pieces of manochas. And if they're matzah, I can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. And if they're chametz, I'm over the issa of chametz. Menachas are not chametz, I'm sorry to tell you. Menachas are always made out of matzah. So it simply makes no sense whatsoever to say, if they're chametz, then you're over issa the rice of chametz. Menachas can't be chametz. They're always matzah. So when it says he gathered them up, it doesn't say in the Braise you gathered menachas. Rashi said that them means menachas, pieces of menachas. It can't be menachas because menachas don't have chametz in them. Says Tosfos, therefore v'nira, it would appear to me, dekoi achameshes minim. It's referring to, not the menachas, regular chameshes minim, you had small pieces. V'hochi komar, and this is what is being said. Lokat mikol minei lachamim kazayis. If you gathered from all different breads, kazayis. Not you gathered up from menachas, but rather you gathered up from what? From various breads. Ah, so then it depends. What types of breads? Are they chametz or are they matzah? That makes sense. But if they're talking about menachos, like Rashi learns, then it doesn't make any sense to continue and say, if they ended up being chametz, it's such and such. And if it's matzah, it's something else. How can that be? Okay, now why is this Tosas very significant? Let's come back now to the top Tosas, and we'll see that Tosas actually makes mention and he refers to what he wrote in a later Tosas.
Is there anything we could ask him to just, I mean, it's just so distracting. Just for a few minutes. You find it distracting?
Yes. Well, I say it because it's any background noise causes me the tears. Yeah. On the side of my very different. Yeah.
I apologize. It's just that.
Now, let's see the top Tosas. Chavitza. Mitzvah Shem, we have our new shul in our building. Right. We have a shiur of Mitzvah Shem. Soundproof, bulletproof, nuclearproof. Chavitza des be pirurin, pirish Rashi kimoi shlanaiku. There's a quote from Rashi. Now, ve'im tema. Says Tosas, v'hotanya, we learned in a brace, remember in Omad Aleph, and this is what we have to put the two sugyas together. It says, Tanya Le'el, Bizman, Shahaprusois, Kayomois, etc., etc. But Ein Haprusois, Kayomois, Loi, Yevorech, Alein, Hamoitz. You remember, what was that talking about?
Chita.
It was talking about Koiseis, Ischita, right? You got bread. And if there is prusois kayomois, then it's bread. And if it's not, it's not. Afal gav, it says quite clearly that what? If the prusois are not kayomois, what does it mean the prusois? How did we translate in Amud Aleph if the prusois are not kayomois? Rashi says it's dissolved. It's not really clearly discernible that it's bread. And it says then you would not make amoitzi afal gav de is be kazayis. Even if there are pieces that are kazayis, but if it's not, doesn't have the texture anymore of bread, then it sounded like on Amud Aleph it would not be considered a bread. So we have a bit of a contradiction over here, or a big contradiction between the two sugyas. The Gemara on Amud Aleph seems to tell us that it's all dependent on whether I have clearly discernible pieces. That's called prusos kayomais or in kayomais. Whereas the Gemara on Amud Beis seems to be telling me, no, it's all dependent on whether I have kazayis pieces or not kazayis pieces. Whether they're discernible and whether they're crumbly or whether they're not crumbly doesn't seem to be important. V'yesh leima, says Tosfos, the Rav Yosef mefarish lei. Rav Yosef would have to explain that the two things are not contradictory at all. In fact, one is the translation of the other. Rav Yosef mefarish lei, the haprusois kayomois. Do you know what that means? The prusa is kayom. That means there's a kazais. Hainu b'kazayis. V'ein ha-prusos kayomis means b'she'ein bohen kazayis.
That's to bring them in.
So according to Rabbi Yosef, when we talk about whether they're kayom or not kayom, we're not going to translate like we did on the other Omid, which is that what? Whether they're discernible or whether they've crumbled. No, that's not the point. The point is, in fact, do they have a kazayis or they don't have a kazayis? So there's no contradiction. The two sugars are telling me the exact same thing, which is, if ever you have a bread mixture and in it there are pieces of bread, if you want to know whether it's constituted bread, the answer is, do the pieces have a kazayis in them or they do not? If they have a kazayis, that's called prusos kayomois, so then it's considered bread. And if it doesn't have prusos kayomois, i.e., there are no pieces with a kazayis, then it's not bread. It says Tosfos v'chein mefarish nami b'Yerushalmi. If you look in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, the Gemara also explains that way. Therefore, it's not at all difficult to say that's the way Rabbi Yosef will translate the Braisa. Fine. Now, ve'im toima. Eich medame. What does medame mean?
It's comparable.
Compare. How can you compare, or Eich Medame Rav Yosef? How does Rav Yosef compare Pirure Menochois Le Pirure Chavitza? We began this sugya talking about Chavitza. Rashi has defined for us that what is Chavitza? It is some sort of cooked mixture, which is known as Shlanaikuk. The Gemara compares that and brings proofs from menachos. Now, how are menachos prepared? Are they cooked? No, they're fried in a pan, like we said last year, like last week, in a machavas.
They're baked.
No,
they're just fried.
Look at Tosfos' answer. V'yesh loima kiven shenitagnin b'shemen, because they are fried in oil. Kenisbashlu domi. That is same as Bishul. What's the difference between frying in oil or cooking in water? It's all the same thing. If even though the menachos are fried in the pans, and you wouldn't therefore think that we can necessarily compare it to our chavitza, which is cooked, maybe that has different halachas. Says Tosfos, cooking and frying is all the same. This is, by the way, extremely negeya, halacha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. Are you allowed to dip, for example, your challah into your soup on Friday night? This is a big discussion. Why is it a big discussion? Because even though we have a principle, ein bishul, achar bishul, but there is a discussion, and we pasken, yesh bishul, achar afir. The challah has never been baked. Excuse me, it's been baked, it's never been cooked. If I put it in the soup, I'm cooking it. Therefore, there is room to be machmir. I'm not going to get involved now. There's perhaps other room to be lenient because the soup is not really the keli rishon, it's the keli sheni, and maybe more, whatever. But essentially, yesh bishul achar afia. Can you put soup nuts in your soup? The soup nuts were fried in oil. So according to our Tosfos, that frying is the same as bishul. Absolutely fine, because you just say ein bishul achar bishul. That's where Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach passes halacha lemaisa. He says there is no difference between bishul b'mayim or bishul b'shemen. Just because we call them something different, one is called frying, one is called cooking, makes no difference. There's no difference in the actual process, it's just what the liquid is. It's an important note, halacha lemaisa. Either way, that's what Tosfos seems to be telling us over here as well, that what? That because the menachos were fried in oil, for all intents and purposes, that is essentially the same as cooking. Therefore, I understand the comparison from chavitza to menachos. So far, everything is fine. But I'll tell you what is problematic, and now you'll see why we had to learn the other Tosfos first. The lokat mikulon kazayis, quote unquote, when it said in the Brice that if you collect the kazayis together, what's that referring to? No. Now we just saw machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. That's why we learned the other Tosfos. Tosfos says it's referring to what?
Menachos.
Rashi says it's referring to the menachos. And Tosfos disagreed and says, no, it's referring to
bread.
Says Tosfos, I don't understand. Miukasha, however, this is difficult. The lokat mikulon kezayis, the koi achameshes haminin. I've already explained, have a look in two Tosfos in time, that what? That it's referring to breads. V'loi amanochois k'moi sha'afaresh, as I will explain very shortly. Tosfos is about to explain, and we saw that Tosfos, that what? That it's not referring to manochois, rather it's referring to breads that were baked. V'hosam loy mayri benisbashlu. There is definitely not talking about something that was cooked. What is it talking about?
Bread.
Therefore, yeah. It's baked. Umay medame lechavitza shehu mevoshol. So what is the comparison to a chavitza which is cooked? Remember, the Gemara is going backwards and forwards, bringing proofs one way or the other. The one thing you've got to be is consistent. We're discussing a chavitza which, according to Rashi, is something which is cooked and has bread content in it. So Tosfos, the comparison to menachos, okay, I'll give you that. Why? Because menachos are produced how?
Frying.
Fried in oil, that's all the same as cooking fried. That's a fair comparison. But the Gemara spoke about a line, V'lokat mikulon kazayis. Now, Rashi himself learned that what's that talking about? Menachos. Okay, which are fried, and therefore the comparison still holds true. But says Tosfos, if you have a look, I'm going to explain that it doesn't refer to menachos. What does it refer to? You collected what?
Any kind of bread.
Just pieces of bread. Bread are not cooked. Bread is baked. And if it's baked, then why are we bringing that to the table when we're talking about chavitza, which is cooked? Says Tosfos again, look at that kasha. Umiyu kasha, it's difficult. Why? To look at mikulon kezayis, the koya chameshes haminim is referring to the chameshes haminim, veloy amanochus. That's not referring to Menachos Kemoisha Afarish, as I will explain in two tases in time. V'hosam, miss out the word Nami, the Bach says, V'hosam loy mairi benis vashlu. And over there, what are we talking about? We're not talking about something that's cooked. We're talking about something which is baked. Umay medame lechavitza shehu mevoshel. So how can you compare that to the chavitza which is cooked? Something which is cooked and something which is baked simply does not have the same status at all. So how can you compare the two? Lekach nireli. Therefore, says Tosfos, it would appear to me that what? That chavitza is something else completely. Hainu pirurim, they are pieces. Hanidbokim yachad, which are attached to each other, al yedei marak or al yedei cholov. Either as through some sort of marak, literally translated as soup, or cholov is milk. There is some sort of liquid agent that is keeping these pieces of bread stuck together. So what is it? It's pieces of bread which are stuck to each other either through marak, which is soup, or cholov, which is milk. Kamoi chavitza de tamri. Shehemid bokin, which is a Gemara of Metzia. It talks about a date chavitza. Dates are not cooked or baked, but rather they are stuck together with some sort of liquid gluing agent. What is the liquid gluing agent? Either soup or cholov, etc., etc. If that's the case, we're not dealing with something that is cooked. If it were to be cooked, that is not the discussion of our sugya. What is the halacha when it's cooked? We'll have to work out in a moment, but that's not what our sugya is talking about. Our sugya is talking about pieces which were baked. You stuck them together with cholov or milk, but how's that going to stick? You heated them up, but you didn't cook it. Not like Rashi. Rashi says you put it in the ilfis, which is a pot in which you cook. Says Tosfos, you get very, very stuck in the Gemara there because the Gemara compares it to breads, etc., etc., which are never cooked. The answer must be, says Tosfos, chavitza is not something which is cooked. Rather, it is baked. You have various pieces which are stuck together through milk, etc., and then you bake it, and basically you're producing a cake which has lechem pieces in it.
How do we know that it's not cooked?
Because if it be cooked, how can you compare it to the bread? The Gemara says, lokat mikulon kazayis. Lokat mikulon kazayis. The Gemara wants to bring one proof this way or that way. What do you mean, lokat mikulon kazayis? If it means that you gather the pieces of bread together, regular bread is not cooked. Bread is baked. Why are we talking about a braisa that's discussing baking when we're discussing cooking? There's no comparison. So according to Tosfos, and this is very, very significant because we pass in like Tosfos, we'll see in a moment, our discussion is about chavitza, which is stuck and glued together through the cholov, etc., through the marak. What will be the aloch if it's cooked? That's a different discussion, that's not what we're talking about. Now, let's have a look at one more Tosfos. Omar Rava, the rest of the Tosfos we've already seen. Omar Rava, and then we'll try and see how all of this comes to a conclusion in Shulchan Aruch. Omar Rava. Lehu de'ika oleho Teresa de Nahama. What does Teresa de Nahama mean? Rashi says it has the appearance of bread. Remember, the Gemara's maskana was that kazayis is not significant. It would be considered bread even if it doesn't have a kazayis, as long as it has the appearance of bread. Says Tosfos, v'chein kaima lon. What does it mean, v'chein kaima lon? So we hold. In other words, what Tosfos is telling you? This is the halacha. Very important words. V'chein kaim alon. This is the way that we stand. This is the halacha in the final analysis. Why? The rova basra'ahu. Anybody know what basra means? Last, like Baba Basra. Because he's the final opinion. Rava is a later opinion, and we always say the halacha is like the later opinion. So if Rava is the last say on the matter, the halacha follows his opinion. Therefore, v'loy bo'inon, we do not therefore require sheyiyu b'pirurim kazayis. There is no requirement that the pirurim should have in it a kazayis. Why not? Kiven. The ikaturisa d'nahama. Because it has the appearance of bread and that's enough. Inyan ha-moitzi. Va'afilu nisbashlu lepirush Rashi. And even if it were to be cooked, according to Rashi, remember, according to Rashi, what is the discussion in our sugya? When it's being cooked. So according to Rashi, Tosfos refers to Rashi, although he disagreed with him. But he says, according to Rashi, the final analysis of our sugya is that what?
It's cooked.
Even if it's cooked, it only depends on one thing. And what is that? Now, let's make a very, very, very important, a very important pause. What does Tosfos mean when he says, va'afilu nispashlu? Even if they're cooked. What does that mean, even? What does that word mean? What does Tosfos mean? Even if it's cooked. Why is that a bigger chiddush?
I thought we were talking about bread, a baby.
It's not always recognizable as bread.
Because if it's cooked,
it's mushy.
Right, therefore there's more room to suggest that it's really lost its bread status. And maybe there I would insist that you have to have a kazayis. If I bake it, that's pretty bread-like. So maybe there, as long as it looks like bread, that's enough, even if it doesn't have a kazayis. But if it's being cooked, it doesn't even look like bread so much. So who says that this appearance of bread is enough? It's been so processed that maybe even the appearance of bread is not enough. And maybe over there you'd need a kazayis. Says Tosfos, no, according to Rashi. Rashi learns that the discussion in Asugya is in fact something which is cooked. And if the Gemara tells me in the final analysis that I don't need a kazayis, then apparently according to Rashi that's the chiddush that emerges. Even if it's cooked, and it's been very much processed, and it does not have a kazayis, it doesn't matter as long as it looks like bread.
Bread.
Remember, according to Tosfos himself, it won't necessarily be the case. Tosfos learns our Gemara is not talking about a cooked mixture. What's it talking about?
Baked.
So what will be the halacha of cooked? I don't know. The only thing I know is that according to Rashi, the Gemara is indeed talking about bishul. According to Tosfos, it's not. So what will be the halacha? For the moment, question mark. V'hod mashma b'Yerushalmi de prusais kayomois hein b'kezais. Remember, we quoted a Yerushalmi right at the top of the Tosfos where he says that the main thing is that you have a kezais left. Says Tosfos, what that means is hainu lefi Shekein derech liois turisa denahama bekazayis. Because that is the normal way that if it maintains an appearance of bread, it will in most likeliness have pieces of a kazayis left. Avol, pa'omim, what does pa'omim mean?
Sometimes,
afilu b'pocha is mi kazayis, ikka turisa denahama. So Tosfos is making a very, very, very clear stress on the fact that what? That is kazayis significant in the final analysis? No. It's not significant.
Can I ask
What is significant?
Appearance.
Appearance. It happens to be, says Tosis, that the derech is, and that's why the Yerushalmi did make an emphasis on kazayis. The derech is that if it will have a kazayis, it will have a bread-like appearance, and if not, then not. But really, the bottom line is, what's the main stipulation?
Looks
the appearance,
like
not the kazayis. That's why Tosis says lepa'omim. Maybe it's rare, but in theory, if I would have it bread-looking, even though there's less than a kazayis, what would be the halacha? That's bread. Says Tosis in conclusion, Torisa de Nahama, Nira de Haino. Kishanoisnin hapirurin b'mayim. If you would put these pirurim in water, the im hamayim mislabnim machmas hapirurin. If the water would become white, mislabrin from lovon, if the water would become whitened as a result, ozlo lei turisa de nahama. What does ozlo mean? It's gone. That means the appearance of bread is gone. What happens if you would take bread and dip it into water? What would happen to the water? Normal bread? Nothing. Would anything happen to it? If I take this cup of water and put a slice of bread in, what would happen to the water? Nothing. If the water becomes all whitened, what does that show?
It's broken down.
That it's all broken, it comes along some sort of gooey, sticky mixture, and that's why it's made a white appearance in the water. That's called it's lost its appearance as bread. V'chein hoya rogil Rabbeinu David Mimitz. There's a town in the south of France called Metz. Reb David Mimitz, what he would do is lelabein pirurim b'mayim b'layla. He would put these pirurin in water and it would all become white, which clearly shows me that what? That it doesn't have the appearance, but he did this at night time. Why did he do this? Kedei lo'ochlon b'shachar. So that he can eat it in the morning. B'loi birkas ha'moitziyu, b'loi birkas ha'mozen, sh'loi la'acher. He didn't want the delay. Kedei she'ischazik roishoy. What does it mean, kedei she'ischazik roishoy? His head should feel well. The Yuchal, Lahagid, Ha'alocha, and you'll be able to say the Halocha. Which Halocha? You'll be able to say the Shir. Reb David Mimetz used to give a Shir in the mornings.
He wanted
to have something to Mechazik his Rosh. But he didn't want to have bread, because if you have bread, then you got a Birkas Hamazon, then it would delay the Shir. So what did he do? Every night, he prepared in advance, he whitened the water with this gooey, sticky bread mixture. And then that's not called Torisa de Nahama. That's not considered a bread-like appearance, in which case, you can get to the shir on time. Doesn't have to bench, just say Alam Michi. That's what he did. Now, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Remember, we have to point out once again, according to Tosfos, what is the discussion on our sugya? What are we talking about? Chavitza is
baked.
Or mechubar in some way. It's stuck together. But it's not cooked. According to Rashi, what's the halacha we're talking about?
Cooked.
So we don't actually know. Which box do we have a question mark in? According to Tosfos, what's the halacha when something is cooked?
Question mark.
Question mark. Maybe you would have to have a kazayis there. Rashi, who learns that the sugya is talking about kazayis, bishul. So we know that according to Rashi, in the final analysis, if kazayis is not important, then apparently even though it's being cooked, that's what Tosfos says, afilu nisbashlu, doesn't matter. Kazayis is not important. But if you learn like Tosfos that the sugya was never, ever, ever discussing Nisbashlu, so what is the halacha of Nisbashlu according to Tosfos? We don't know. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. I'm going to read to you Shulchan Aruch now. Chavitza. says Tosfos, it says the Shulchan Aruch, excuse me, Dehainu pirurei lechem shenidbokim yachad alidei marak. So who is he paskening like? They're not talking about cooked. For the moment.
You are or not?
For the moment, not. Stuck together. Now listen to how the Shulchan Aruch continues. Im nisbashel, if you then went and cooked it. Now, if we would paskin light Rashi, how should the Shulchan Aruch continue?
And if it's recognizable,
if it's recognizable as bread, it's bread. If not, not. I couldn't care less, but it's got a kazayis. But the Shulchan Aruch does not say that. He says, if it has a kazayis, it's bread, and if it's not, then it's not. Then he says, ve'im einoy mevoshol? Rather, who mechubar alidei dvash oy marak? Oh, that's our Gemara. So he says, if there is a kazayis, then you definitely make a moitzi. And if there's no kazayis, then what? Im yesh bohem toyar lechem. Then, dahainu shehu niker v'yodua, then mevorech lo moitzi, a birkas amazoin. V'im ein bohem toyar lechem. So he is clearly passing like what? Like Tosfos, and in fact, interestingly, in the very next sif he says, "Yesh mi shoyma." Some maintain the pirurim shenosnin b'mayim. These pieces that you put into water, v'hamayim mislabnim, and the water becomes white. Machmas pirurim. It is no longer considered the appearance of bread. The ein mevarech aleho elo. The bracha achas me'ein shalish. Who is that? That was our Tosfos quoting of David Mimes. In other words, we paskin la halacha that when you cook it up, that makes it worse. Says the Mishnah Brura, de kiven shenis bashel einoy. Choshuv toyar lechem. That's what comes out from our sugya. This is a very important halacha. If you make a matzah cake. You had a matzah cake on Pesach? It's a cake which has matzah pieces in it, but it's not bread. It's not bread. So the question would be, what bracha to make on it now? So according to Tosfos, that is the discussion. Now, if there are pieces of matzah in here which are actually a kazayis, if there are kazayis, you definitely make a moitzi. But if there's no pieces that are kazayis, then what would it depend on? What does it look like? Therefore, if it's all, for example, ground up, there's no pieces of kazayis, I have to look at it. What does this look like? If it just looks like cake, and you can't even see the bread properly, it would be mezainis, it would be cake.
So you have to see the pieces of matzah.
Pieces, or yeah, the matzah. Or if it looks, it has the appearance of bread, then indeed the halacha will be that it has the status of bread. If I would cook it up, Rashi holds that the same halacha would apply, but we don't paskenize that. Because according to Tosfos, our Gemara was never talking about cooking. Why does cooking make it worse?
It takes the appearance away.
Not just takes the appearance away, it takes the status, the chashivus of bread. Bread, by definition, is baked. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says, even if it's cooked, if it maintains the appearance of bread somehow, I don't know how, but if it does, it will be considered bread. We don't pass by that. Tosfos doesn't pass by that either. Tosfos says, once it's cooked, you've lost your status of bread. Unless that's kazayis. The fact that it looks like bread, I'm sorry, it's lost its chashivus because it's been cooked.
Right.
And that is the end of this sugya. Okay, we're now moving on, Be'ez Hashem, on Tuesday, we'll do a little bit of challah. Sugya's of Afrosh's challah. That'll be next time, Mr. Hashem, all being well, on Tuesday morning.